We've spoken a lot about North Queensland, and we heard from Paul Green via a news conference on their arrival back into Townsville, where hundreds of supporters have turned up to welcome them home and wish them all the very best for what will be another grand final appearance next Sunday when they take on the Melbourne Storm. Can the fairy tale continue for this Cinderella story that is the North Queensland Cowboys? And I'm pleased to say that we've got Kyle Felt on the line. He's arrived home in Townsville. He's with us now. G'day, Kyle. Congratulations.
Yeah, guys, how are we?
Really well, mate. What a thrill for you boys. I mean, round 26, everyone thought that, well, that's the end of the Cowboys' run. All of a sudden, you're into week one, you're into week two, you're into week three, now grand final. Must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal at the moment. Hasn't really sunk in just yet, but no doubt when we go to train tomorrow and get to work for the week, it'll sink in.
We've spoken this afternoon, Kyle, about what the North Queensland Cowboys mean to the area, not only Townsville, but all those people that travel, you know, hundreds of kilometres to come and cheer you boys on. What's the feeling when you get off a plane after playing in a game last night and you see all the Cowboys jumpers, the Cowboy hats, and they're all patting you on the back and wishing you well? Do you get a sense of what the team means to all those people?
Yeah, it's one of the best things about being a North Queenslander and playing for the Cowboys is that no matter what happens in the game, and if we win or lose, there's always going to be supporters there supporting us. And today was a good example of how many good supporters we got. Some travelled far and wide to be there today. Really good, and it's just awesome to see as a player, especially walking through the gates back into town.
How's your health, mate? We saw last night you kicked off at one stage there and almost fell in a heap. What have you done?
Oh, I just got a little call on the hamstring. Giving me a bit of drama, so when I did the kickoff, it kind of twinged it a bit more, and so I just got to look after it this week, and I should be right for Sunday.
Seems as though you've got a lot of blokes who are carrying little niggly, maybe not little, maybe big niggly injuries, but you just keep turning up for each other. It must be great for you blokes. You must just look at each other and say, how good is this? Because, you know, you did lose five of your last six. You know, and I imagine on that Sunday we would have been listening or watching the Bulldogs up against the Dragons just to see what was going to happen. And now you've got there and you've just, well, you're a fairy tale story.
Yeah, still gone. He's still on the line. It's good to see. Like, a few boys are carrying a few injuries going into the finals at the start. Everyone's just really a bit down on the mouth guard, a bit harder, and pushed through the games because they didn't really know when the next one was going to happen. So, and just when you're looking across the paddock, you're looking at your mates on the team, and you know that they're going to do their job no matter if they're 100% or whatever. They're just going to keep turning up for you, and that's what we've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Kyle, we've seen you so often over the last few years, the way you finish tries off the back of movements. We saw it again last night. I've got to say, a lot of people, including myself, when we watched it live, didn't think you'd be able to score in the opportunity that you have. Do you practice it at all with your wingers and centres, or is that just something that is coming naturally to you?
I think it's just something that comes natural. I don't think you can really practice that sort of environment, I guess you could say, at training. It's totally different in the spur of the moment. You only got a couple of split seconds to figure out what you're going to do, and hopefully it pulls off, works out for you.
Kyle, can I just interrupt you for a minute? You would have heard that in the background. I don't know what the big man's done, but he's been given your profile. He's just torn it up into about a million pieces. What the hell are you doing?
Well, Davey had written a question down to ask Kyle, but Piggy stole it.
So I've ripped it up. Well, I can't even now, see over there.
Well, but now Davey's got absolutely nothing to ask you. He doesn't know what he's going to do.
Sorry, Thirsty. I didn't know.
Well, sorry to Kyle. I mean, I was going to basically ask, you know, do you practice? And you said, no, it's an impulse sort of thing. It's because it's amazing how the wingers have done it. I mean, and, you know, 15 years ago, all of those tries would have been ruled no try. Mm. And the impact of the video and the impact of the corner post not being, you know, except for the base of it, being in the field of play and not out of the field of play as it used to be, it's made it a bit different from wingers. And you've been part of that transition, Kyle, because I reckon when you were playing junior footy, the corner post was totally out.
Good recovery, Davey.
Yeah, that's correct. Off the top of my head, there's quite a few tries that have been scored since the corner post has been taken out of play, and that, I guess, probably one of the best things that's happened to the game. It's really given us swingers the opportunity to really show our ability, and obviously it's good viewing for the fans and that as well. Mm.
Well, I have got a follow-up then.
Yes. Hey. What about you? You've just come to life.
Well, good work, Davey.
You've got Addo Carter, Mark, next week. I mean, he's not easy because he's got that one ingredient that's pretty hard to stop, pace.
Yeah, he's got a fair bit of pace on him that time. He's in really good form at the moment too. He's scored a couple of good tries in the last couple of weeks. I think the biggest thing for us is not really giving too much space because if he's going to get into space, I don't think there's much we can do about that. Just look at the back of his jersey, off he goes.
Mate, can I just ask you this? I mean, you've scored some unbelievable tries, but when you sit back and think about what you've done and achieved, you look at that 2016 grand final, and for you just sort of sitting on the wing, looking at the clock, thinking, Jesus, 30 seconds to go, we're behind here. And to find that Morgan flicks you that ball and you score in the corner, you must just think, how good's this? Mm. I mean, could you have ever dreamt of a finish like that for yourself in a grand final?
Oh, I don't think I could ever dream of it, but that's what dreams are made of, I guess. Just standing out there, it feels like that 30 seconds is going an eternity. And yeah, once the ball started coming our way, we just started to react off our playmakers, and Morgo just had the ball on a string, I guess, in his hand, and somehow got it away to me, and the corner was open. Yeah, and that's probably one of my favourite tries ever. Top the mantle for life, I think.
Well, Kyle, we wish you all the best in the grand final next week, mate. As you know, it's a pretty busy week with commitments. You've got to get some training in there as well. And it's interesting, I'm looking here at your profile on the North Queensland Cowboys website, your personal motivator, pain heals, glory lasts forever. And that's certainly what a good personal motivator for this week, given that little niggling injury you've got. But just think of the grand prize, mate, if you do happen to knock off the Melbourne Storm. So all the best. Enjoy the week. And hopefully we'll be talking to you after a grand final victory on Sunday night. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
Cheers, mate. Kyle Felt from the North Queensland Cowboys.